This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It was a year of change in China, a new president, new policy roadmaps for the future of the country as well. But as Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reflected on 2013, one detail that's come up again and again is how many regular Chinese people have turned to him and other foreign journalists as their last resort for justice. Rob joins us now from Shanghai to explain. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So how does this work? People come up to you?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I mean, as a foreign journalist, I'm not in any position to dole out justice in China. But because there's a perception here of foreign journalists as people who expose the injustices of Chinese society, I'm often approached by people who think that I have the power to help them if they've been wronged. So here's an example. I was reporting a story about coal mines, and I had scheduled an interview with a former coal mine boss. And when he showed up, he was with a woman, and he asked me if I could interview her, too. So after I wrap up my interview with him, I turn the mic to her, get her name, Zhao Yuehua, and hear some tape from the interview. So the first thing Zhao tells me that is in 1992, her daughter was 12 years old. And as she's saying this, I quickly realize her story has nothing to do with the coal industry. She continues talking about her daughter, telling me that 21 years ago, her daughter was raped and murdered by the son of a local official. And for 20 years, she's been petitioning China's government for justice. And in doing so, she had been thrown in prison multiple times.
That is extraordinarily intense. So what do you do in that situation?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, she figured a foreign journalist could do a story and investigate the matter independently. And in reporting trips around China, you know, I and my foreign correspondent colleagues here in China are approached on a regular basis by people who feel the system has wronged them and they've exhausted their legal options.
Now, as you've been reporting, it's supposedly a time of great change in China. Any chance some of this will improve?
Well, you know, the party leadership has promised legal reforms, but there aren't many legal experts holding their breath about this. Those who study China's legal system believe it's there less to protect Chinese citizens than it is to maintain party control. You know, and going back to my story about that interview I had illustrates this point. It turns out that the coal boss who I'd interviewed before Mrs. Zhao had only agreed to an interview to seek another kind of justice. He had lost his coal mine in a government takeover, and he was angry about this. So 2 days after I interviewed him, he called to tell me not to air his story because he had told the local government that a foreign journalist had interviewed him and he was using my interview with him as a threat to get the government to pay him more money for his mine.
So in a sense, his strategy worked.
It worked really well. Once the government heard this, they scheduled more meetings with him to talk about giving him more money.
All right. Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.